Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me, my co-host, Heidi St. Julian, and we're going to present a whole program of dances again for you today. This group of dances is referred to as Terpsichore, or being in New Orleans, sometimes we do have a street by that name, and most people say Terpsichore here, but the correct name is Terpsichore, who is the muse of the dance. And Terpsichore is a collection of over 300 dances that the German composer Michael Pretorius wrote. Michael Pretorius was the son of a Lutheran minister, and he was born in 1571 and died in 1621. He was a theorist, a composer, an instrumentalist, and did all sorts of musical things. Probably his most famous collection of musical pieces is the selection called Terpsichore, and we're going to hear a good many of those dances today, along with now and then some dances by William Braid, who was a contemporary of Pretorius. Braid was born in England, and he lived about the same time as Pretorius, from 1560 to 1630. And we are going to listen. We start off with a group of dances.
The first seven pieces that I'll announce were all by Pretorius. It's a Passamezza, Galliard, Ballet des Bacchanals, Ballet des Matelots, two more Galliards, and a ballet. And then we hear from Braid or Brad, ein Schottisch Tanz, a Scottish dance, and then two more pieces by Pretorius, a Ballet de Cork, and Puer Natus in Bethlehem. Some of you may have heard that.
Thank you.
ending with music by Michael Pretorius as we began. That actually was a Christmas carol, Pour Natus in Bethlehem. And all of the other pieces that you heard, most of them except one, were from the collection of pieces written by Pretorius called Terpsichore, Under the Muse of the Dance. And we did hear one piece by William Braid, an English composer. We heard a Scottish dance. I did forget to mention when we began that the music today is supplied by Capriccio Stravagante Renaissance Orchestra, which we've heard from many times in the past, under the direction of New Orleanian Skip Sempe. Skip has divided the music on this CD into various ballos, that's B-A-L-L-O. That's a word that means a collection of dances. Each one of these groups, or ballos, ends with a piece by Pretorius that is not part of the Terpsichore, and which is very interesting, and I think he had a good reason for doing this. One thing I'd like to mention, the dances in the Terpsichore group in that collection of over 300 are each numbered in the Roman numeral system, so it tests your ability to read the proper Roman numerals. For example, the first one, I think, on this whole group is a CCLXXVIII, which is 278. But anyhow, it's interesting to look through a facsimile of the Terpsichore to see all the Roman numerals.
We turn to Moore by Pretorius, a ballet, a branle de Poitou, l'Espagnette, and then by Braid, a Padua, and a Galliard, by the famous composer Anonymous, When Daphne from Fair Phoebus Did Fly, by Pretorius, a branle de la Torche, and a Parvulus Nobis Nascitur. And very briefly, the composer Braid, little is known of him, or Braid, actually. I keep forgetting that he's an Englishman. Little is known of him. We know that he left a musical career in Germany and moved to Denmark. He traveled around and became Kapellmeister to the Prince of Magdeburg, and all of his surviving music is for string instruments, and the music is mostly for dancing.
ending with another liturgical piece by Praetorius. This was Ballo II, or second collection of dances, put in this order by Skip Sempe, who directed the Capriccio Stravagante, in this CD called Terpsichore, based upon music, dancing, and the name Terpsichore is the muse of the dance, also the name of one of our streets here in New Orleans. Included in this orchestration are a whole list of instruments. I'd just like to name them briefly. Violin, viola da gamba, cornetto, which is a type of cornet is wooden and a little bit curved and very difficult to play. Trombone, or sackbuts, recorders, lute, and a terabo, which is a long, very long neck lute, a virginal, which is a rectangular version of the harpsichord, and some percussion, as you may have heard, all under the direction of Skip Sempe.
Our last segment starts out with a number of pieces by Braid. A canzone, a piece by Braid that has also been rearranged by Robert Bateman, Neglein Blumen, then a Galliard, an Allemann, and another Galliard. Then we turn back to Praetorius, Labouret, Gavotte, and Frohloche Tochter Zion.
Thank you.
And ending again with another liturgical piece by Praetorius. Most of those pieces were by William Braid, however. Our program today again called Terpsichore, the Muse at the Dance.
And as it turns out, we have time for one more piece, and that is, by Braid, a Paduana.
Thank you.
Well, that piece that you just heard was by Braid, and it was a dance, a Paduana. We thank you so much for joining us today here on Continuum. We've heard, for me, music I've never heard before, so I suspect that most of you have not heard this music before either. Well, that's what we like to do with Musica da Camera, and we like doing that on Continuum. So we want to thank you for joining us here today on Continuum. We look forward to being with you again next week. Stay well.